Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. I'm not going to be bad today because it's Christmas Eve, for goodness sakes. I can't let Santa think I'm being bad. I'm not going to be bad. This is our Christmas Eve show, which since Christmas Eve is on Friday, that means that it's actually our Christmas Day show. And it wouldn't be Christmas without our good friend Andrew Sherman. Andrew is our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member all the way back to 1999. And you'll notice that Andrew is of the Jewish faith. And interestingly, so many of my guests over the years on my Christmas Day show have been folks of the Jewish faith. And there are a lot of reasons for that. But one reason is it's never a bad time to have Andrew on the show. It's always a good time to do that. Andrew's the author of a number of books. And I'm having a little trouble seeing over. There's so many of them. I'm having trouble seeing over the top of this list here, this stack of books, I should say, including something that I do want to talk about for a few minutes with him. And that's the fourth edition of what I consider to be the Bible on franchising and licensing. And that's the title of the book, Franchising and Licensing. Andrew's an attorney, partner with Jones Day, and he's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here, Jim. You know, I think it's my fifth anniversary of appearing either on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, which earns me a new title.
Yeah.
The go-to Jew.
Yeah.
That's my new time. I am your go-to Jew guest.
We always,
you can count on me, buddy.
There you go. Well, we always joke about the fact that on Christmas Day that you guys are either Chinese or a movie, and so now you got Jim Blasingame show, Chinese and a movie. That doesn't get.
That's
I mean,
right.
It's
right.
That's living a dream, isn't it? For
it
you,
it doesn't get any better than
yeah.
that.
Okay, I want to. You and I have got some really, really important stuff to talk about a little bit later on. But first, I do want to talk. We're going to sprinkle just a little bit of business in here, folks, because this week I have done a lot of shows on licensing and on franchising. Kind of, Steve Martin and I talked quite a bit about this actually yesterday about licensing and licensing trade secrets, and your book, Franchising and Licensing, talks all about that. And it's been around for a long time. It is the Bible on that topic, and you're just about to release the fourth edition.
Yeah, the first edition came out in 1990, which is really, you know, I must have been about 12 years old
right.
at the time. And it's really astounding, you know. It's a little bit like having children. When these books start going to be third and fourth edition, they've been around for a long time, and people look at them as a thought-leading resource. And this book this year really tries to look at what's going on in franchising that's different than 5, 6, 7 years ago when the last edition came out, and the impact of technology, the impact on the global economy, the impact on consumer trends. I mean, all of these things have helped shape franchising to where it is today.
I can't imagine anything more of an impact, having more of an impact, more of a paradigm shifter on that book than how the landscape of intellectual property has changed in the last 20 years.
Absolutely. And the role that franchising plays, I mean, you know, I just saw on the news this morning, 23 million people are going to go shopping today. That means we're all procrastinators, as we all know. But do you know that 60% of those 23 million people will be shopping at a franchised business in some way?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it represents now just under 60% of our retail economy. And it really says something for the power of intellectual property licensing, that so many people want to be in business for themselves, but not by themselves.
But, you know, that licensing thing, Andrew, which kind of was always not the stepchild activity, was always a very important part of leveraging your intellectual property. But it was sort of a, you know, when people don't licensing doesn't trip off your tongue like franchising does. But as intellectual property has changed, I think licensing is taking licensing by itself. Not, in other words, licensing without franchising is increasing. What do you think?
Well, it is, but you have to impose. You know, you have to be very careful. This is that one of the few times I'm going to wear my pure legal hat on the show. If you engage in, you know, trademark licensing coupled with the licensing of trade secrets,
right,
coupled with quality controls, mm-hmm, you know, whether you think you're a franchise or not,
right,
the federal government thinks you're a franchise.
They still think you're exactly. Well, that's an excellent point, folks. He's talking about making sure that you don't get confused about what you are when you develop your documents.
Exactly.
The book is available where?
It's available everywhere, online, at the Amacom
site. And the new edition is out in January, right?
Yep, be out real soon.
Franchising and Licensing by Andrew Sherman. Here's the chipmunks to take us out. We'll be right back. More to come. No business after this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.